At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just
$20. So I live in Saugus. I've been here forever. And people here are so crazy. I feel like if you randomly named it, they would go bananas.
Oh, you don't think they would like it?
I don't think so. And I feel like you'd have to take like a citywide poll.
I know. We're going to try to get the town manager on to see if we can somehow get the dinosaur named. Maybe that's a good idea to do a citywide poll.
That would be wild.
So it's funny. You think if you guys had a town meeting over this, that it would probably be, it'd be hundreds of people fighting over how to name this orange dinosaur.
Right.
We're very obsessive over our town mascot.
Yeah.
I guess I would say unofficial, not official, of course.
Yeah, oh, I would say it's your town mascot for sure. I think you guys can have ownership of that for 100%. I mean,
yeah, he's been there forever.
It's funny because my mom called me because my dad used to work at that golf course.
So, wow.
So he's like, oh my God, I worked there. I worked with the guy that bought it.
Wait, so that's interesting. So your dad knows when the dinosaur was first put there?
Yeah, so my mom is like frantically texting me. When they closed the golf course, my dad wrote like a huge article and had me type it and mail it to the newspaper.
Oh my
because
God.
Because he felt so strongly about it. And I've been frantically trying to find it to send it to you. But I guess he started working there in the early 60s. He said that the man that owned its name was Nick. And so my dad said, if you're going to name it anything, you should name it Nikki.
Nikki.
All right. Well, hey, we're open to any suggestions. And I love that you have like this direct inside to the creation and the establishment of the orange dinosaur on Route 1.
And I'm going to write it. All right. So I'm going to write down your vote. Your vote is Nikki.
Yeah, let's say Nikki, because he said Nikki. Nikki brought it in and from Vegas on a tractor trailer.
I didn't know any of this. Wow.
Yeah, I guess it was in front of the golf course. My dad worked there in the 60s.
Yeah, but he's from Vegas originally.
Supposedly, according to a phenomenal little 77-year-old man.
Thank you so much. We appreciate the call.
Yes. Oh, my God. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye.